Here we are. Here we go. Good morning. It's 8:03. My name is Matt Murphy. For the time being, I'm hosting a little gathering from 6 until 10. That will change at least. Well, hold on now. I'm not going anywhere, but maybe some additions to the morning program. You'll find out more about that maybe later on in the week, perhaps a little next week. I'm not sure. There's a lot of changes that will happen between now and, I don't know, February that you'll be hearing about on Talk 99.5. The only thing that doesn't change is the fact that everything changes from time to time. 545-9950. That telephone number has not changed, at least since we've been on these airwaves. 545-9950. It's brought to you by Birmingham Broker. And we'd love to hear from you on the phone lines, and many of you have called in regarding big tech, regarding impeachment proceedings, official articles filed in the House of Representatives. It's a dog and pony show. It's dumb. But it's the Democrats. But I repeat myself. Trucker Glenn is next. Hello, TG. It was so good to hear from your daughter this morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I want to talk about that last.
All right.
So yesterday you said some things, and I disagree in part with some, and I'd like to ask some questions.
So all right.
The first thing that I disagree with in part, and maybe this is a question for Jay St. Clair, because I'm not a lawyer and I don't know the law particularly well. But I've heard it said about the impeachment that the goal isn't necessarily to remove him from office before the 20th, but rather because he can be impeached after he's already left office, the goal is to prevent him from running in 2024. So yesterday you said it's not going to go anywhere. If it's correct that they can still prosecute him in the Senate after he's already left office, then I disagree that they're just doing this just to try to make us, people who voted for him, suffer. I think it's trying to prevent him from running in the future. But then again, I don't know if...
Right, and the manner in which to prevent him to run in the future would be to get a conviction in the United States Senate. There is zero precedent to impeach or convict a former president. Now, with regard to impeachment is the bringing up of formal charges, right? It is not a conviction, if you think of it like a court of law. So maybe I misspoke, TG, but I will say this. I'll correct it if I did. They may impeach him. They may have the votes to get a simple majority for articles of impeachment in the House of Representatives. That's fine. It has to go to the Senate, and it has to be tried in the Senate. And two-thirds of the Senate, 67 senators, have to agree that a then-former president ought to be convicted of inciting a riot. Now, what they are doing, because Donald Trump, the only thing he said, and let's be real clear, I do not disagree. I do not disagree with the vast majority of America. And every talk show host that I've heard, and every media pundit that I've heard, we might disagree on 100 things, but we'll agree on this. What happened at the Capitol was shameful, and it was un-American. And it ought to be prosecuted, and it ought to be, these people ought to be charged. That said, the suggestion that Donald Trump is responsible for it, and that he specifically tried to incite a riot, is born of a fantasy. Donald Trump specifically said, when you march to the Capitol peacefully and you make your voices heard, he never suggested that anyone barge into the Capitol ever. And all of this nonsense about, well, he knew what they were going to do. No, he didn't. Donald Trump can't read minds. He has no idea. Now, he knew the audience was angry. He knew that the crowd was frustrated and upset, and he knew they were going to go to the Capitol and they were going to, you know, shake their fist and shake their flags. But Donald Trump never suggested that the Capitol be stormed. I can play the audio for you. It was the only time he mentioned the U.S. Capitol was right at the end of his speech. So what they're doing with regard to this impeachment is a dog and pony show in that sense. It's ridiculous. they'll impeach him just because they want to, but impeachment doesn't mean anything. They have to convict him in order to prevent him from running for public office again. Oh, by the way, I don't think Donald Trump's running for public office again. I think Donald Trump will organize. I think he will try to create a third party, honestly. When he leaves office, I do believe that Donald Trump will attempt to create the Trump Party or whatever he wants to call it. And I don't think that he will run as a candidate. I could be wrong. I do believe that he will consider himself sort of president emeritus of the new political party. That's my take.
Okay. That's fair.
But there is zero zero legal precedent, and I'll let Jay St. Clair answer it more fully on Friday. I don't know that the Senate has the right to go back and try and convict a former president. I was looking for the language in the Constitution, and I can find it here if you give me a second, but I don't know that the language says anything about a former president. I think it might say specifically sitting president.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we can wait till Friday to talk about that one.
All right, so I've got it here. Article 1, Section 2, Clause 5. The House of Representatives shall choose their speaker and other officers and shall have the sole power of impeachment. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 6 and 7. The Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments. When sitting for that purpose, they shall be on oath or affirmation. When the President of the United States is tried, the Chief Justice shall preside. No person shall be convicted without the concurrence of two-thirds of the members present. Judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States, but the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to law. And then the president has power to grant reprieves and pardons, except in cases of impeachment. And then finally, the president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. So it doesn't say anything about former presidents, and I don't think that legally they could get away with it.
Okay. Like, I hope you're right. But then again, I don't think the Democrats are particularly concerned with what is and isn't legal. But the next thing I wanted to say, and so let me preface it, I agree with you that everything that happened at the Capitol was wrong and it was bad. And I am also not advocating violence. But the question I want to ask is, when people feel like the government doesn't represent them, when they feel like the system is set up for, it works one way for certain people and another way for others, when, like you said it yesterday, when people are angry because they don't feel like the government works for them, that the legal process is broken. And this is a question, next time you talk to Gary Palmer, I would love to hear his response to this, or any government official. When is it appropriate to use violence? And the reason I ask is because my understanding of the Second Amendment is that the purpose we have the Second Amendment for is when the government becomes tyrannical.
Yes, it was the original purpose, and that was back in a time where if I had a gun and you had a gun, they were essentially the same thing. If a citizen had a gun and a representative of the government had a gun, they were essentially the same thing. Times have changed. In 2020, if anyone is to suggest that portions of the United States of America wants to remove itself from the United States of America, there's precedent for that. And I'm amused, and I hesitate even talking about it, Glenn, but I'm amused almost at people that flippantly say, well, we've exhausted all of our options, and now the only thing to do is to leave. And if they won't let us, then by God, we'll do it with our guns. How the hell does anybody think that's going to end? How do you, Glenn? How do you think that's going to end? If that were to happen
again, very poorly. And
oh my God! I mean, first and foremost. I said earlier that what happened at the Capitol was un-American by very definition, and I hope Greg's listening, because Greg writes in. So what happened at the Capitol was un-American. I guess the Boston Tea Party was too, right? The colonists did not have appropriate representation, and you can claim that we don't either, and we can fight through that and work through that. How many avenues do we have to go down prior to the idea that it's time for to dissolve the Constitution? I mean, it's absurd what people like Greg are suggesting. Yes, it's un-American, because that is not only the symbol, that is the actual place where on a federal level democracy happens, or the representative republic happens. The individuals that stormed the Capitol were attempting, and I'm talking more to Greg than to you, Glenn, the individuals that were storming the American Capitol were attempting to disrupt the legislative process in an effort to prevent a new president from being sworn into office. And I know that you feel like it was taken from you, and I know that you feel like emotionally that all of this is wrong. And I don't disagree with a lot of that, but there are plenty of ways to fight back absent what some people seem to be talking about, which is, frankly, in my opinion, ridiculous on its face. This suggestion that a million people, even if it's a million, can just say, hey, we want to go start our own country now, and everybody's going to go, okay. What? What?
And so that goes back to what I was saying about the, it seems like there's two systems, one for us conservatives and one for the liberals. And I agree with you, Matt, because I still believe in America. I mean, it's going to be rough for the next few years, you know, but I still believe in it. And just because bad things happen, bad things have happened before, and we've come through it. I'm not saying this is the end. It's just going to be something we're going to have to get through, like other bad things we've gotten through, you know. But what I'm getting at is, like, hell, for how long was that Chaz Chop autonomous zone up in Portland or Seattle or wherever it was? How long was that allowed to go on?
Hey, speaking of, you know, you're right. And speaking of that, John Byrd, write it down. We need to figure out a way to dissolve Mifflinburg. I don't know how to do it, because I'm not giving the land to Cornbread. I know that. So, Trucker Glenn, I've got to figure that out now.
I'll speak with our legal counsel.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how to do that. I don't know if we divvy up the property or whatever. I mean, or do I absorb the presidency solo? I don't know. I don't know. I got no clue.
About that.
All right.
Let John Byrd run for the vacated seat that Ani once held.
No way. I'm the mass puppet master.
That's a negative. That's a negative. No, never. I wouldn't let John catch flies in Mifflinburg. All right. It was good to see your daughter this weekend, giving blood.
Yeah. Speaking of which.
Yeah. Quickly, yeah, I got about a minute or less.
She's not allowed to have boyfriends. So.
Wow.
I don't know what all that stuff was about.
I want to hold your hand. She said she let him hold her hand a little bit.
Oh yeah, I heard. Uh-huh.
You know what? Tell Amelia I'm sorry in advance for whatever is going to befall her. You know, that's what I do. I drag these answers out of people, and it gets them into trouble.
Well, hey, just like the other callers, you know, I think you made a new friend, because Amelia is always wanting to call in and say hello. So.
Well, good. She can call anytime. Hey, tell her grilling her on her boyfriend was a lot harder than grilling Paul DeMarco back in the day, okay?
Will do.
All right.
Will do.
See you, Glenn. I got to go. 17 after the hour. More calls on the way. Scott, I appreciate your patience. Cindy, you too. Chase, you as well. Give us a call. 545-9950. Don't forget about Way to Wellness. John Byrd was there yesterday. We'll tell you more about that coming up in just a moment. But Byrd weighed in. He's got his weight. He told me his weight. I won't tell you. You know, out of due respect. But he's fighting back with Way to Wellness. Dr. Real is there. Leslie and the rest of the crew there, so supportive. They're great people. And they're going to help John and help me lose a little weight in this January, February, March. I mean, you gained some over the holidays. Now it's time to lose it. Aplanforme.com. That's aplanforme.com. I lost a total of 88 pounds with Way to Wellness. And I've put about 20 back on over the holidays since really my birthday. I'm getting that off. I'm not putting up with it. And Way to Wellness can help. And I know that they can help you too. Aplanforme.com. That's aplanforme.com. I got a feeling. All right, Talk 99.5. I got somebody mad at me. You're saying the Second Amendment changed. No, I'm not. I'm saying the world changed. The Second Amendment is exactly what it says it is. And I know the Second Amendment well, frankly. And I understand that you are permitted to keep and bear arms to attempt. Originally, the design was to protect yourself against foreign invasion or the risk of a tyrannical government. And if you think that's where we are, look at yourself in the mirror, because we're not there yet. I'm not saying we won't get there at some point, but not there yet. And I will stand and fight with you. I'm just amazed at some of my good friends who've been listening to this show for a long, long time, that for some reason, because we have mild disagreement, they want to turn me into the enemy. Greg, you're listening right now. Let me tell you something, buddy. That's what they want. You are playing into the hands of socialist Democrats. If like-minded people who believe in the First Amendment, who believe in the Second Amendment, who believe in the Constitution of the United States, if they turn against one another and start fighting, you are doing the work of the socialist Democrat by going, well, by God, I'm never listening to Matt Murphy again because he says what happened at the Capitol was un-American. What happened at the Capitol was by definition un-American. They attacked our very form of government. You either believe in America or you don't. And if you don't, I don't know what to say. And I'm not trying to be so hard-nosed. I get it. I understand you're mad. I understand you're frustrated about what happened. I am too. But I've not given up. I can't. I can't give up on the United States of America. I believe in it. I believe in the Constitution. But you don't. If you don't believe in America anymore, you're going to have a hard road with me. Because I do. I'm hopeful. I think we can get this back. I think we can do this. Greg, I hope you're with me. Here's Valerie Vining. If you believe they put a man on the moon. Talk 99.5, 832. Thank you so much. Nothing up their sleeve, nothing is cool. MedCenter Mazda bringing you this portion of the show, MedCenterMazda.com online. More on that in a moment. You go to MedCenter Mazda and you'll find incredible bargains and incredible vehicles. They really are a notch above the Toyota or the Honda. It is so good. MedCenterMazda.com online, and you can find them on the road on I-65 in Pelham, beautiful Pelham, Alabama, and beautiful cars at Mazda, at MedCenter Mazda. And I mentioned the online site. You can find the new and pre-owned vehicles right there at MedCenter Mazda. And you can shop around online and then call in. And they'll, if you are of a mindset, you're worried about COVID or whatever, they'll bring you the car spick and span to you, masked up, of course, let you test drive it from your home. They'll do it for you at Mazda. MedCenter Mazda also has the Breakfast Club, et cetera. Just ask them about all of that at MedCenter Mazda, MedCenterMazda.com. Let's go to Scott next up. Scott, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing great, Scott. I hope you are.
Is this the Bobo the Clown show?
Yes, I am. I am Boo Boo the Clown. That's right. Boo Boo.
Oh, Boo Boo the Clown.
That's right, man.
Just, you know, good to hear Valerie back on the air. Just wanted to thank you and John for what y'all do every day and all day over the years. And did you change Murfreesboro to Murfreesboro Republic?
Well, Scott, I appreciate you, my friend, and I appreciate your call this morning to the Boo Boo the Clown show on Talk 99.5. What do you think of my idea I think we should take Twitter and Facebook at their word. They have chosen to censor people who have the audacity, the temerity to think differently. Folks, they make claims that this is about activism that rose to the point of inciting violence. It's baloney. It's malarkey. I can point to you time after time after time over the course of the last summer that they allowed not just a one-off suggestion, but rampant violent postings to happen on their websites in the spirit of social justice. Now, I'm not suggesting that anyone should go on social media and issue a call to violence. You deal with those cases on an individual basis. You don't blanket an entire social media platform like Parler and just take them offline. The way socialism begins is to marginalize dissenting opinion and to criminalize it. First, they tell you that you're crazy. Then they separate you from the rest of your group. Then they tell you you're crazy and alone. And then they criminalize the behavior that they determine is crazy. And then they come from more people. The same people that are applauding what Facebook and Twitter are doing right now, left unchecked, they'll be next. If they deviate from the thought plantation, I mean, we really truly are living through George Orwell. John is next in the ham. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Matt. How you doing?
I'm doing well, John. Thank you for calling.
A couple of things. You keep mentioning that, you know, folks in Washington bum rush the Capitol, and my wife has a friend who happened to be traveling and was in the area and decided to go to Washington to support Trump. I mean, she's been a big Trump fan, and so she just decided to go. Didn't have anything to do with, you know, the Capitol. She walked up there, but she has video on her cell phone of the Capitol guards removing. There were a series of steel gates or fences that were positioned, I don't know, 30, 40 yards from the actual Capitol. And she has video of the Capitol guards actually disconnecting those and letting the crowds through. And then she has a video on her phone of the guards actually letting people in the entrances to the Capitol. And in fact, when Valerie did her newscast, she said that apparently there's some senators going to be investigating how the Capitol Guards kind of figured into the situation,
right,
and allowed it to get out of hand. So, I think that people were invited in. I think the whole thing was staged.
Staged by whom?
I think you can call it the deep state. I mean,
all right. So
who gave the Capitol Police permission to let those people in?
Well, no one. Hold on. Let's walk through this, because no one's denying. I mean, and I get it. I understand your suspicion. I do, and I understand why people would want to find out all of the facts, and I would encourage you to do that. There are any number of reasons, based on my experience and conversation with law enforcement, why the Capitol Police would make a decision at portions of the Capitol to take a light approach, because they did not want a situation to escalate. I have zero clue as to what the thought process was behind the removal of some of those gates, and I've seen some of that video too. We do need to get to the bottom of that. However, In order for you to believe that it was staged, you have to believe that the vast majority of the people inside of the Capitol bum-rushing the gallery and the House of Representatives chambers were not Trump supporters. Do you believe that those people were not Trump supporters?
I don't think you have to figure that the vast majority were not Trump supporters. I think because emotions got away from people, if you had a few people who sort of got it started, acted like they were being assaulted by the guards, then you would have people join in. I think the whole purpose of that was to sort of get things going, and you had a few troublemakers who sort of instigated it. And then, you know, the people that were in there were, you know, just sort of joined in.
Well, what you are saying in no way removes any of the culpability on the part of the Trump supporters who were in that building. In no way.
I
understand that there may have been and probably were individuals from Antifa and other organizations that were there to cause trouble, and they're hopeful that trouble would start so that they could exacerbate it, so they could make it worse. But I'm a Trump man since the escalator when I tell you this, John. Okay? I'm a Trump man. All right? We have to accept that these were Trump supporters that were causing some of the trouble in order for us to understand that Trump supporters are not monolithic in terms of how they view the United States or the world. And there are some Trump supporters that are willing to run afoul of the law and clearly don't have a hell of a lot of respect for police if they're willing to do what they did at the Capitol last Wednesday. We have to accept that in order to figure out how we're going to stop the creep of socialism in the United States of America and accept the fact that what happened last Wednesday was wrong, regardless of motivation.
The only thing I would say is how many rallies has Trump had across the nation for the past 4 years, and how many of those have ever turned violent? Where people were arrested.
I agree with you. And this was this was the first rally that Donald Trump held with a group of people in front of him realizing that he was not going to be serving a second term. I do not believe that Trump incited a riot at all. I think the Democrats are foolish and what they're doing with impeachment. I do not believe that this represents, we probably had, I don't know what, 200,000 people on the National Mall, maybe more.
At least. Maybe more
on last Wednesday. 99% of those Trump supporters were exactly what you're talking about. They were good, hardworking American people that believe in Trump and believe in this country and believe in its founding fathers and know in their hearts, as I do, that something went wrong on November 3rd. Bad wrong. And I don't begrudge any of them, and I love them and support them. The people at the Capitol are different. Whether they're Antifa or Trump supporters, most of them were Trump supporters. What they did was wrong. I said yesterday, and I have this on good authority, and good enough that I feel comfortable repeating it. John, do you know what happened to the Capitol police officer that died?
No.
He got hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. And while he was on the ground bleeding, people in that Capitol sprayed him point blank with mace. And he managed to pick himself up and get back to the headquarters inside of the Capitol. And because of an asthmatic condition that he had, he collapsed on the floor and died. Later on, he died later. I don't know the motivations of the people that did this, but I want to find the sons of bitches, and I want them in jail. That's what I want.
Oh, I agree. Can I change the subject a second?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I noticed, you may or may not recall, I worked with Jason and Claire for several years at one of the large firms here in town, and I retired from law firm management, but I have a little job delivering auto parts so that I don't have to deal with lawyers anymore.
That's good. I like that.
After I retire, Jay St. Clair is the exception to that rule.
Hey, by the way, John, the tone of our conversation would be completely different if I'd known you'd lived your life dealing with lawyers, because you deserve all the grace I can give you.
27 years of managing law firms.
Wow.
At any rate, I listen. I work from 7:30 to 4, so I listen all day long. To y'all, and I listen every day, Monday through Friday, and I noticed last week a change in your tone, I guess you had indicated that you had sort of done some soul searching last weekend and decided that this was a situation where the Democrats had just outworked the Republicans by going and getting, you know, really nobody had broken any law.
No, not altogether. I mean, you're, and I understand. Well, I don't want to assume where you're going. I haven't changed my position on this. I've clarified it. I do believe that there was fraud. I do believe that mail-in ballots came in that should not have been counted. I do believe that states individually, like Pennsylvania, changed their rules in the middle of the game illegally. I do believe that other states allowed counties to act irrespective of what the Secretary of State directed them to do. I've said all of those things. What I've also said is that Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood are liars and that they could not demonstrate any vote flipping on voting machines specifically, and that anybody believed that line of thought, I think they were being led down a dead-end road. That I do not believe that there was fraud. I do not believe that there was a stealing of the vote in that fashion. Of course there was fraud, but I do believe that because we allowed mail-in balloting last summer, that gave the Democrats an opportunity and a loophole to exploit, to walk a fine line while not doing anything illegal, but exploiting a loophole in the election process by which they got votes that they would not have gotten otherwise.
Right. My explanation of where you went was that you had softened your position because there were like 205,000 more people that voted in Pennsylvania than there were registered voters.
Where did you get that information?
It's been, I can't tell you right now, but there's,
because I've heard that a lot, and I've not seen the evidence of that, and no offense, but I've heard a lot of things over the years, and
I've seen it. I've seen it reported somewhere, and I can't remember where. But at any rate, I've seen it more than one place, and it wasn't a repeat of another situation. It was a separate reporting of it. But at any rate, I guess my question is, with everything going on the way it is, and with platforms now being,
I got 30 seconds, so I can hold you over, or you got to go quick.
Well, my question is, have you had any direct conversations with upper management about toning down the rhetoric on 99.5 for fear that you may be in the sights of the federal government now?
No.
In terms?
No. The answer is an absolute no. I have had zero direct communication. I have had a memo sent to collectively the entirety program directors. I'll speak to that right after the break. Okay, John, keep listening.
Okay.
I'm happy to talk about that because the way that the media is reporting that, the same garbage media like CNN is misreporting the directive that we were sent via memo not to incite violence on our airwaves, just like all of us are charged with the duty of not inciting violence. More on that in just a moment. All right, Matt Murphy. Thank you, Valerie. 52 after. Real quick, Wave Tech Therapy in Birmingham. Gentlemen, if you have ED, I know it can be frustrating. Well, I don't know that it can be frustrating personally, but I know from friends and family that it can be frustrating, and I know a lot of men have this issue. Get back to life, gentlemen. Do it without needles, without surgery, without pills. That's right. Wave Tech Therapy is an acoustical therapy that can assist you in getting back to your life and, yes, your sex life with a couple of simple sessions. No pain. Regenerate those blood vessels, nerves, and muscles. It works with neuropathy as well. It works with other types of lingering pain, like back pain as well. Worked on my shoulder, and it can work for you. Wave Tech Therapy, catch the wave. Wave Tech Therapy Birmingham is in wavetechtherapy.com. Wave Tech Birmingham, let me get the website correct, Murphy. wavetechbirmingham.com, or give them a call, 777-3736, free consultation, 777-3736. Okay, to speak to John for a moment. Yes, there was a lot of reporting and frankly, a lot of misreporting, subtle misreporting. You take a grain of truth and you expand it into something that it's not. One of our senior, you know, Cumulus Media is a large corporation. We have hundreds and hundreds of radio stations all across the country. We here act, you know, to a certain degree autonomously in as much as we make our own decisions locally about programming and whatnot, and we have to get signed off like any company. Cumulus, one of our programming folks, sent out a memo that detailed the importance that we, like every other American, share in not inciting violence. That was the specific words used. Inciting violence. I'll share more on this because it speaks directly to John's point, because there are entities like CNN, the New York Times, and the Washington Post that want to marginalize talk radio because they fear it, and they want to marginalize your voices on talk radio. So they're trying to pit you against me, and I'm not having it. I hope you aren't either. Back in a moment.